This is Venice Ferguson with Coffee Talk. I was watching a video posted on X, formerly Twitter, showing how people in the Netherlands give way to an ambulance with sirens activated. And I was wishing that video was played for every person who drives in Saskatchewan when they take driver training. The rule is pull to the right and stop when you have an emergency vehicle with lights and sirens activated nearing your location. I've lost count the number of times I've seen people just sit where they're at and not make any kind of an effort to make a hole so the vehicle can get through. If you're stopped at an intersection with two driving lanes and a left-hand turning lane, and even if you're in the left lane, pull to the left and then those in the middle can move and try and create space. Or have you been in your vehicle and you've heard the sirens, which means, logically, you'd start looking around to see where the sound is coming from? But no. That is not the case for probably 70% of drivers that I've noted. I'm not sure if they've got the tunes cranked or are so immersed in thought that the sound they hear doesn't penetrate. But more than that is the number of times I've actually seen people try and beat the emergency vehicle. You know what I mean? They see an ambulance or a fire truck a half a block away and they try to get through the intersection so they don't have to wait for it. I don't know. If my house is on fire or I'm having a dire enough medical emergency I require an ambulance, I'd kind of like to think others would be intent on facilitating their quick and direct access to the origin of the emergency call. In the Netherlands, in two-way traffic, oncoming traffic pulls to its right, and the traffic flowing with the emergency vehicle pulls to the right, and it all flows like butter.